Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Jesus Will Fix You Right Up, already in progress.
Let's look at Jesus said to them, I say unto you, well, first of all, he said, therefore, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. Now, we're talking about the kingdom. This example that he's going to give us is the kingdom of God on this earth that he's talking about. Next verse. And he said, and when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. That's the many times I run Scott's mower off the deck, you know, and bent the fender on it over and over and over. Wow. 10,000 talents. Actually, that's in today's numbers, that is about $4 billion. Not million, billion. $4 billion. Do you know what you could do if you had $4 billion? No, you don't have a clue, because you're just like me, you ain't never had $4 billion. I ain't never had $1 million, so I don't know what I could do with $1 million, but I'm sure I could mess it up somehow real good. Next verse, 25. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and his children, and all that he had payment to be made. Now this is a kicker here that took me a long time to get this under my belt, that it really meant what it said. But he says there, but for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold. Now, I could understand that, you know. If I can't pay a debt, they're going to come get me. But that's, we don't understand how this system in the kingdom worked, because if you owe somebody something, and everybody may have to wind up paying the consequences. If I can't pay for my car, they come get my car. That means if my wife and kids rode in the car, they don't have the car to ride in. So now then, if that's the only car we had, we have to walk. And sometimes that's not too good to have to walk. But at least we were still all together. In this deal, they sell you, they sell your wife, and your children, and your assets, and everything you owe, and it all goes to somebody else. And so you may never see your wife or your children again. Says, but he commanded him to be sold, and his wife to be sold, and his children to be sold, and all that he had, and payment to be made. Just think, can you imagine getting into unforgiveness or bitterness, and you come in one night, and there is the sheriff or whatever, and they come to repossess your car, and then because you didn't have enough money to take care of nothing, they didn't just possess the car. They took your wife with them, they took your children with them, and now your children and your wife's going to have to work that car out. They're going to go to somebody else's house, and they're going to work. We don't even think like that. Next, verse 26. The servant therefore fell down and worshiped him, saying, now, this is the most important thing in this whole verse. Is whenever you get in problems with God, if you're not falling down and worshiping Him, this would be a good time to start. A good time to start. You know, so if you're not worshiping and praising the Lord, and so many people that come to a healing school, they want to get their healing, of course, because they feel bad. They don't realize it's sin, and they never repent of sin, and then they do not understand how this works. And so you ask them, how much time? Dave loves to ask this question. How's your quiet time? They don't even know what he means. Most people don't even know what that means. How's your quiet time? So let me make it a little simpler, Dave will say. How much time do you spend reading the Word with God? Reading the Word? Wow, I spend a lot. How much? I go to church sometimes, and usually we go to a 30-minute Bible study, and we go over a little Bible study in there, and then we go home. Well, when's the next time you pick up the Bible? Next time I go to church. That ain't good enough. That's not good enough. You know, that's not worshiping and praising the Lord. When he says he fell down and worshiped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me and I will pay you all. God is merciful. Next verse. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and he loosed him and forgave him the debt. Now, you talk about how gracious God is. Now, this man had not been worshiping, had not been praising God, but he fell down on his knees and just asked one time, Lord, will you please forgive me? And what did the Lord do? He forgave him. Boy, that's an awesome, merciful God, wouldn't you say? Thank you, Lord, for being such a merciful God. Okay, verse 28. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence. That's just a little bit of money. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me all that you owe me. Now, there's quite a contrast here between these two people. One of them is forgiven. The other one grabs the guy by the throat and grabs him and chokes him and tells him, you got to pay me right now. Next verse, 29. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet, just like the other one did, and besought him, saying, have mercy on me, and I will pay you all. And the next verse, 30. But he would not. And he went out and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. And what a nice guy. I mean, you know, he only owed him a couple of $100 here, and the other guy owed billions. And the other one, God forgave him, but he wouldn't forgive himself. Next verse. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. 32. Then the Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, you wicked servant. Now, if there's anything I don't never want to hear, I don't never want to hear the master, the Lord, call me a wicked servant. Do you? That's the last thing. That's the last thing I don't even want to hear that. After that he had called him, said unto him, oh, you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because thou desires me to, or asked me to. Verse 33. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on your fellow servant as I had had pity on you? 34. And his Lord was angry. Now, let me tell you what. There's something I have learned. You really don't want to make God angry. If there's anybody in the world you want to tick off, don't let it be God. I realize his patience is long patience and suffering, long patience there. But let me tell you what. If you make him angry, and there's scripture, especially in the Psalms, that says if you anger the Lord, he will destroy you suddenly. I don't know about you, but I don't want to anger him, do you? Because he says he will destroy me suddenly. And his Lord was angry and delivered him to the tormentors. Now, what did this Lord do? He delivered him to who? The tormentors. Who do you think the tormentors are? That's Satan and his host of demons. Somebody said, God, in his loving way, would never turn me over to the devil. Oh, yes, he will. I mean, it says so right there. In fact, in the New Testament, in the book of Corinthians, he tells us that if you have a brother that breaks God's laws and starts doing what he says, he said, you are to tell that brother what he's done wrong. You're to judge him. And if he'll stop messing around, stop having sex with other people, if he won't stop doing what the Word of God says, he said, then meet together and turn him over to the devil. You're supposed to turn him over to the devil for the destruction of the flesh. Somebody says, in fact, the first time I quoted that to a guy out at the airport years ago, we were talking about this, and he was talking about some guy in the church that was just meaner than the devil himself. I said, well, why don't y'all just meet together and just turn him over to the devil for destruction of the flesh? He said, do what? I said, yeah, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, it says, you know, you judge brothers that are sexually involved and they don't repent. You turn him over to the devil for destruction of the flesh. He said, Thurman, that can't be in the Bible. I said, let me open mine and show you. Opened it 1 Corinthians 5, and he read that, and he said, I have read this Bible off and on all my life, and I've never seen that scripture. He said, it's in there. I said, yeah, I guarantee it's in there. God said it. He says, now, and his Lord was angry and delivered him to the tormentors. So if God delivers you to the tormentor, just like he did that Spanish woman that day that I couldn't get that demon out, Why could I not get that demon out? Because that demon had been sent there to torment her because of her unforgiveness from God. I mean, God, he said, the Lord was angry with him and he delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that due, that debt was due. 35, let's see, this is a kicker. The punchline is right here in verse 35. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do unto you if you from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. If you and me, if we do not forgive someone, if we hold the least little grudge, I mean, so maybe it's your sister, your daughter, your aunt, your uncle, your mother, your, who knows, just a worker or next door neighbor. Well, you know, they did something I don't like, so I'm never going to talk to them again. I mean, you're on dangerous ground. I mean, if you say, I'm never going to forgive them, I mean, you ain't going to like what's going to happen, I guarantee you, because God said in his word right here that if you do not forgive, and this is why so many people in the church are sick today, is because they've never forgiven. Maybe their next door neighbor did something that they didn't like. Maybe they got a cat. In fact, I used to have a brother-in-law before he died. I had a brother-in-law that the lady next door, her cat, used to come over in his yard and use the bathroom. And he didn't like that. He wanted that woman to get rid of that cat. He tried to tell her a couple times, but you know, her cat, you let the cat out, the cat goes somewhere to the bathroom. I told him, I said, if you don't want it to go into your yard, just take your great big old bucket of sand about that big and take it and set it right over on the edge of her yard. And I said, the cat will go to that sand pile. Cats, they're lazy, you know, they want to dig the easiest stuff. So I said, you can control where that cat goes to the bathroom. But that's not my cat and I don't want to do it. I told him, I said, you got to forgive that woman. He never would. I told him, I said, you ain't going to like the results. I said, this scripture, it's clear. It says God will judge you. Well, thank you, dear. So anyway, he wouldn't forgive. About 6 months later, he called me and said, Thurman, you remember that conversation you and me had about my neighbor and the cat? I said, yeah. You told me it would make me sick if I didn't forgive? I said, I did. He said, I need you to come down and talk to me. I said, okay. So I went down. I said, what's wrong? He said, I've been diagnosed with cancer. He said, everything you said has come to pass.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Jesus Will Fix You Right Up, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.